Read me romance. Read, read me romance. Read me romance. Read, read me romance.
You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and
read me romance. Read, read me romance.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Read Me Romance podcast. This is Tessa Bailey.
Always like, how are we gonna talk? Like, who's gonna go? Like, it's just a madhouse.
That's what I was thinking during that pause. I was like, shit, we didn't talk about who was gonna start talking first.
But I like this. I like this better. This feels like way more natural.
Yeah, it's candid.
Absolutely.
Candid conversations with Tessa
and Malia. This is day one. Like, we've only recorded the trailer, so to speak, like our 15-minute spiel about what this podcast is. So this is like episode one, day one, so we can't
fail. This is the affish beginning.
Yeah, no pressure, but this everything is based off this right now.
Sink or swim, guys. Sink or swim. So it's Monday. It's Monday, you guys. I don't know if we introduced ourselves yet, but I'm Tessa Bailey. I'm here with Alexa Riley, Leah, also known as Leah and Mel. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
And it's a really fun week because we are starting off releasing the audiobook of Closer, a never before heard book by Alexa Riley.
Yeah, this was crazy because while we were all brainstorming to do this podcast, Mel and I had already written this book and we had gotten to the end of it and we're like, well, we could just use this on the podcast. So we actually wrote this a really long time ago. Do you even remember when that was, Mel, when we wrote this book?
It's been a few months.
Like maybe July or something. Like it, I feel like it was forever ago, which is, I mean, it's not that long in normal author production time, but for us, it's like, it might as well be 3 years from writing it to July to publishing to November.
So. Well, I just read it this week and it was very entertaining. I had red cheeks. Which is always a good sign. Why do you guys always write about curvy girls? Talk to me about that.
Oh. You've seen us, right?
Yeah. Like, we write what we know, I think. I don't know. I like to have a romance that has realistic expectations, even though not every element of the romance.
Yeah, realistic. They're all billionaires. Every man you meet.
I mean, like, we can suspend, you know, reality for a lot of places, but, you know, for people who read, and especially, like, just a technical thing, but, you know, the way we write is a first-person narrative, and so it says, I went into the room, I took off my clothes. You know, people who read this, they insert themselves into these roles, and so I think when you're reading it and you're thinking of it as yourself, you want something that represents you, and, you know, even... You know, women of all sizes can appreciate, I think, curves on themselves. So that I think that's why we like writing them the most.
That's true. So let me just give you a quick breakdown of what Closer is going to be about. It is Eva and Lucas. Lucas is a high-powered CEO type, no time for women. Of course, his mom wants to set him up on dates. And
he just has no time.
Just coincidentally, he has no time. Yeah. He's busy. He's got to keep things moving. Yeah.
Yeah. What else? He's making money. He has no time for anything.
Did you know when Tessa was telling us what the book was about, like what she was going to say today? I thought she was talking about her own book and I was like, oh, this sounds good. And then she kept going. I was like, it kind of sounds familiar.
I think I've read a book like this before.
Tessa stole our idea. So Eva works at a lingerie company, and she's a curvy girl, like we were talking about. And so Lucas, he is the brother of the woman who owns the lingerie company. So that is how they meet. You guys, are we still wearing lingerie? That's my question. Are we still like spending money on lingerie for ourselves?
I mean,
in this day,
I am.
And age? Yeah, you are.
Okay. Yeah. I'm taking that's a no from you, Tessa. Is that what I'm getting? That's a solid no.
Wait, does the 10-pack from Old Navy count?
Can you buy it at Costco is the question.
I don't own anything crazy. I just own, like, the baby dolls, but I can only take them really when we travel because the kids in the house. So you can't wear that stuff anymore.
That's true. My daughter, my daughter crawls into bed with us on the odd night, and she's always questioning why I have see-through underwear. I mean, that's as far as it goes, but she's definitely like, that's not even functional.
She's such a practical child. But no, I actually like the process of like dressing up, because not only does it feel like it makes me feel sexy, but it also is like a mental switch for me as well. When it's like, oh yeah, it's about to go down. Like, I don't know why. I like that aspect of it.
It's like suiting up for battle. It's like putting on your body
exactly.
armor.
I'm let me put on my like Supergirl panties and let's go to work.
It's true. Cause you do have to kind of transition from like what you've been doing that day into like, now exactly. I'm a sexual being. Like, I'm no longer mom. I'm no longer a chef.
Whatever. Get back in bed! Sure. Yelling at the kids, and then you're like, I'm here!
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's not like, I mean, you know, people think like, oh, you write romance all day, you must be horny like all the time. You're like, no, that is the least I'm worried about. I'm worried about hitting my word goal. I'm worried about hitting, you know, like if I, you know, lose an arm in a sex scene. Like, I'm not worried about how this turns me on.
I have a lot of men say that to me. When I meet men for the first time and they find out what I do, they immediately think they're allowed to talk to me about sex. Do you guys have that problem?
Mm-hmm.
Like, immediately when I meet a man and I tell them I write romance, he's like, oh, really? Do you do your sex scenes?
Like,
do you practice them yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like an invitation to be lewd. Like, I don't, it's so weird because like, I will say like, I know when a sex scene is good because I'm excited while I'm writing it. Not just like horny, but like excited that like it's, I like the way they're connecting. Like I can feel like it's going to be a good sex scene, but the whole process of it in general, it's just like, it's, I don't want to say like it's work because it's fun and I love it, but it's not like, I don't know. I think it's just a different assumption. I don't know. I mean, do you guys feel that way? Like, am I just
oh my gosh.
Weird
okay.
About
so
it?
I have this rule that, well, I love writing sex scenes. It's my jam. And so, yeah if I get, well, this is, you guys, this is going to be the tone of the podcast. We are like 8 minutes in and already talking about being turned on. Okay. Well,
yeah, if you've already left us, sorry, but welcome those who still like this.
Yeah, if you're still in, buckle up. Well, if I'm writing a sex scene and it's turning me on, I won't let myself take a break for some personal time because when I come back, I like don't care who else is coming. Like,
this is magical. That's I would totally agree with that.
It's like, you know how a boxer like doesn't have sex for a month before a fight.
Yeah.
And so like, it's the same thing for a romance writer. You can't tap out in the middle of a sex scene. You got to go all the way through or otherwise you lose your mojo.
I would absolutely agree with that. Cause I've been in that same situation where it's like, no, I just need to get through this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at too. Okay.
Mel, do you feel that way when you write though? Does it ever feel like, I guess when you're writing it, do you think to yourself like, oh, this is hot?
Generally, it's harder for me to write sex scenes than it is Leah. She can bust one out. I generally
No pun intended.
Actually, I am the opposite. I can think up a sex scene if I take care of myself or go and do that.
So you need to clear the pipes before you can...
Yeah. No, I get my imagination going in the moment.
Oh, I see that.
And then I take that and I can put it on paper of what I was thinking in my head, like something will come.
You need to scroll Tumblr. Okay. Like we've talked about that before. Mel's like, I'll just go hit Tumblr for some ideas.
Why am I not on Tumblr? I like look at links that people send me from Tumblr, but for some reason I'm just never, I don't know how, I still haven't figured out how to search it, like search for the right things. You'll show me.
Don't do that. Just appreciate what you get. Because there's a lot on there that's awful that you don't want to get into.
You don't want it in your head?
No. Right. Yeah, there's some stuff where you're like, oh, I wish I didn't ever know that. But some
All right.
of it's amazing.
So we are going to send you into chapters 1 and 2 of Closer by Alexa Riley, and we'll check in with you guys at the end of the episode. So stay tuned, have fun, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Chapter 1. Ava. I stand in front of the bathroom mirror trying to tame my wild mess of dark brown curls. Normally, I love my curls, but today they're driving me insane and can't be controlled. I glance down at my phone and know I don't have time to take a shower and start over with them. Of all the days, I say to myself as I shake my head. Of course, the day Rebecca's brother Lucas is coming into the office is when I have the worst hair day of my life. Not that it really matters. He's not even going to notice me. Though he's all I notice. Or have noticed since I started working for Rebecca a little over a year ago. I'm her right-hand everything, as she likes to call me. If she needs something handled, I do it and make sure it's done to perfection. I'm lucky to have gotten this job to begin with. Not to mention, I might have lied a touch on my application. I said I had more experience than I really did, but desperate times call for desperate measures. I was fresh out of college and needed a job badly. I was going from a dorm room to the streets if I didn't come up with a job that could afford me a roof over my head. So I was always trying to prove myself because I still feel guilty about those white lies I laced my application with. Before I'd even gone on the job interview for Rebecca Caldwell, I researched the heck out of the lingerie company she launched. That's when I first saw Lucas Caldwell, her brother and silent investing partner. It had only been pictures online, but for the first time in my life, a spark lit inside of me for the opposite sex. I'd thought maybe something was broken in me before then. I never had much of an attraction to boys. Though Lucas definitely isn't a boy. From the pictures I saw, he's all man. Heck, I'm not even sure man is a good enough word to describe him. He's a god. Not to mention, he's one of the most powerful and richest men in the city. His picture alone sends my heart racing. My crush on him has taken hold and grown bigger over the last year. I've seen firsthand the small things he does for his sister all the time, and her affection for him is clear in the way she talks about him. I'm pretty sure he's more of a father figure in her life than a brother. It's obvious he loves her and takes time out of his very busy life for her. I don't know why that makes me like him even more, but it does. Maybe it's because Rebecca is such a good person. I don't know what I would have done without this job over the last year, but it has been a godsend. I'll never be able to thank her enough for it, and it's another reason I work so hard for her. I give up trying to tame the wild mess of curls and pull it into a high ponytail. I don't know why I'm getting so worked up about this. Lucas is coming into the office today to look over the models Rebecca picked for the next photo shoot of her newest line, one she's hoping will hit it big. At the moment, we are barely breaking even, and I know she wants to prove to her brother that she can do this. She wants her brother to look over the models with her because she wants a man's perspective. I'm not sure I agree with her. I feel like a woman's opinion is what's important. They are the ones most likely to buy it, so they have to be the ones whose eye it catches. Or maybe I don't like the idea of the man I've been crushing on for over a year staring at beautiful women all day. It makes a knot form in my stomach. Maybe he'll suck. Maybe I'll meet him and he'll open his mouth and this crush will go right out the freaking window. I could only be so lucky if that were to happen. A lot of the articles I've read about him have said he can be somewhat of a jerk, but is good at what he does. That he always knows where to invest his money and can predict upcoming trends. My phone dings, and I see it's Rebecca. Rebecca, you all set for today? I pick it up to respond, but she beats me to it. Rebecca, stupid question. Of course you're ready. You always are. Me. I'll grab you coffee on the way in. Take a deep breath. I walk back into my bedroom/living room and toss the phone onto the bed. I reach for the dress I picked out for today. I spent way too much time thinking about what I would wear today. It's not as if I even have a ton to choose from, really. Everyone in the office always dresses nice. I try to make do with what I have. When I shop for clothes, I try to make sure I can style the things I get in different ways so I get more use out of them. I went with a white dress, with small pink flowers all over it, and pair it with gold sandals. I know I'll likely be on my feet a lot today, running around getting anything Rebecca might need. I wanted something cute, but comfy. something that might catch Lucas's eye. Though, I'm not sure what I'd do if I caught it. I've never been great with guys before. Probably because I've spent most of my life ignoring them as they have done the same to me. I'll probably freeze up like a deer caught in headlights. It's already going to be hard not to be a fumbling mess when I'm in front of him. I give myself one last look in the mirror and run my hands down my curves. It's hard to hide my breasts and ass when they're as big as they are. My curves have never really bothered me until the last year while I've been working around some of the prettiest models in the world. It has made me start to question how I feel about my body. I, for one, never thought I'd be working for a lingerie company when I was getting my business degree. But here I am, thrust into the fashion world. A world where my size is definitely frowned upon. I let out a sigh, reminding myself that I'm perfect how I am, and these curves aren't going anywhere. I love carbs way too much. Not to mention when I do try to cut back, the scale never changes. So why bother denying myself what I want? I shake off the negative thoughts in my head and grab my purse. I look at myself one last time in the mirror and smile. Positive vibes and kind words only.
Chapter 2. Lucas. I check my watch to make sure that we aren't running behind. If there's one thing that bothers me most, it's being late. I lean back when I see I have more than enough time, even with how terrible traffic is. As if my mom knows I'm not busy, my phone rings. "Ma," I say in greeting. I know what's coming and I don't want to talk about it right now, but she'll call and call until I answer. Besides, after the small scare we had last month, I'm always a little on edge when I see her number come up on my screen. The last time, it was the head of security calling to tell me she'd been admitted to the hospital after fainting. We found out she'd had a mini stroke, and ever since then, it set me and my sister off balance. Our mom is all we've ever really known. Our father took off shortly after my sister Rebecca was born. I've always been the man of the house, and I've taken that responsibility seriously my entire life. Over the last month since my mom had her stroke, she's come up with this idea that she has to make sure I'm taken care of and happy, which she has decided can only be accomplished by marriage. Even the word marriage sounds so foreign to me. It's not something I've ever given much thought to. The only relationships I'm familiar with are the ones I have with my family. Beyond that, my only focus is making money. I want to make sure that they'd be taken care of if anything ever happens to me. "I knew you'd be awake already," she sighs into the phone. "Where else would I be on a weekday morning at 7 a.m.? My days always start at 5. I work out, eat breakfast, and answer any emails that might have collected overnight. "How are you feeling today, Ma?" I ask, not taking the bait. "Well, tomorrow night is the Stein Charity Gala, and I'm going to bring some women with me I'd love for you to meet," she says in her sweetest voice, knowing that I can't get out of this. I'm the biggest donor to the Stein Foundation. It's an organization set on helping single mothers in need. I've been working with them since I made my first million many years ago. Now my mom is involved with them. If there's one event I can't get out of, it's theirs. She has me cornered and she knows it. That might be awkward since I'm already bringing a date. The lie rolls right off my tongue. That should probably make me feel bad, but fuck, it's worse when she throws women at me. I always feel like a total asshole when I politely tell them I'm not interested. Some don't take it so well and even push further. One woman my mom tried to set me up with showed up at my office. I know my mother means well, but it's starting to make my life hell. I'm done with it. Her throwing women at me has had the opposite effect. I don't want anything to do with them now. "Really?" The excitement is clear in her voice, making me feel instantly guilty. "Where did you meet her?" "Through Rebecca. She works with her." Damn, another lie rolling right off way too easily. She lets out a sound of surprise. "One of her models?" "Yes, I'm already in this lie, waist deep. No sense in backing out now." "Okay, well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow then." Her tone is flat, like she's distracted. I'll talk to you later. Love you. She hangs up before I can respond. I chalk it up to her wanting to call my sister and dig around, knowing she can get more from her than me. I sigh as I run my hand through my hair. I might have gotten my mom to back off for today, but tomorrow will come and I'll have to deal with the fallout. Maybe I can just fake it. I could say my date got sick or something. I'm not worried about Rebecca. When my mom calls, she'll know what I've done and play along. My driver pulls up to the building my sister leased for her new business. Pride fills me with how far she's come. She's too hard on herself about where it is. From my research, she's doing more than well for a new business like hers, even if she doesn't see it in herself. But if I'm honest, I don't care if the place is bleeding money. I just want her to do something she loves. I've made enough money for all of us to live well, and I'll keep making sure that it stays the same for our family to come. Maybe not family for me, but when my sister decides to have one. I don't wait for my driver and open the door myself. When I walk inside, I pause when I see my sister standing there waiting for me. She comes over and gives me a hug, and I can tell she's already laughing. I love you, but sending Mom my way? Really? About that, I start, but she cuts me off. I have a line of models coming today. I'm sure one would be more than willing to be a fake date for you. She wiggles her eyebrows. Maybe it could turn into more. Please don't tell me you're on Ma's side, I groan. I can't have both of them after me. That would be cruel and unusual punishment. Guess you'll find out soon enough. She winks at me as she hits the button for the elevator, and I roll my eyes. The last thing I want is for a group of women to think I'm interested, because at the end of the day, I know all they see when it comes to me. Money.
We hope you guys loved the first chapter of Closer, or I guess it's the first two chapters.
First two chapters, yeah.
Yeah, the first two chapters of Closer. We hope you love it. We hope you love the podcast and the way this is going to break down every day. And just remember, it's Monday through Friday. You're going to get an episode a day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So, and it's all for free. If you subscribe to the podcast, you're going to get an automatic notification that tells you, hey, guess what? Read Me Romance just posted their next chapter. So go get it. Make sure you subscribe just so you're getting that alert.
Yes. And if you like what we're doing here, please let us know by, you know, rating the podcast and even reviewing it if you can. I know, like, it's time consuming and we want this to be like a fun thing for you guys, but it'll help us if you rate, review, and subscribe. In the meantime, so we are going to keep playing Closer throughout the week, but in the meantime, Alexa Riley also has some new stuff out. They have the book Judge came out this week. You want to tell them what it's about, you guys?
Judge is about a young girl that runs away. She's barely 18. She's still in high school, and she runs away, and she has to do some things to survive, and she gets caught, and she gets pulled into the courtroom and has to go in front of the judge, and he decides to issue his own kind of punishment because obviously he's attracted to her.
So super unethical punishment, I'm assuming.
100%. 100%.
Okay, and then their book Curvy is also free this week. So
yes.
Yeah, definitely check that out.
If you like the tone of this book, you'll like Curvy a lot too, because it's also about a curvy model, but that's what she's been doing her whole life.
Cool.
Is modeling.
So we're going to put the links to all of this in the episode description, so it's really easy, accessible for you guys, but all of this information is also on our website, readmeromance.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. So thanks for tuning in. And
oh, wait. And follow us on Instagram, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram at Read Me Romance. That's going to be on there as well. So just so you can find us everywhere. And, you know, if we do giveaways or if we, you know, recommend other books or we post up about new episodes and that kind of thing, just follow us on there for all our
or new authors coming.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's where we're going to make our announcements. So,
but check in tomorrow and you'll get to see the Hero One and Hero meet, finally.
Yeah,
I know,
chapters,
right?
chapters three and four tomorrow on the podcast. So make sure you guys tune in. All right, we love you guys. Thanks for
thanks so much.
Joining us on our first episode. Yay!
Oh, fuck your day up.
Fuck your day up.
Fuck your day up.
Fuck it up.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Read Me Romance. Read Me Romance. Read Me Romance. Read Me Romance.
could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and read me romance. Read me romance.